Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You have to see the support.
We do, yeah. Thank you very much, everybody.
Yeah, yeah, that was short and to the point there. You heard them asking the president, do you support Israel? And he goes, we do. In what they've done here, the attacks on Iran and, of course, they're dealing now with some additional damage in Israel from what we hear from Iran missile attacks overnight. Fortunate enough to have Jonathan Savage with us from Fox News covering this story. And, Jonathan, good morning to you.
Good morning.
So what is the latest from overnight? I understand that the IDF had just confirmed some additional deaths in Israel from overnight. Is that correct?
Yes, we have 8 deaths in Israel overnight, bringing the total killed in Israel since Friday to 24 civilians. Now, in Iran itself, the Iranian government says at least 224 people have been killed, although some human rights groups who monitor things in Iran think the true number could be far higher. Israel, of course, started this particular conflict with a surprise attack on Iran. Israel wants to eliminate the missile threat from Iran and eliminate the potential nuclear threat from Iran.
Wow. What do we know? I saw where I think it might have been John Solomon this morning reporting that the IDF has gained air superiority now over Iran. So was there a time when they were being challenged and now they're not as they fly these sorties?
Yeah, Israel says it has gained full aerial control over Iran's capital, Tehran. They say they've destroyed their air defenses to that extent and destroyed a third of Iran's surface-to-surface missile launchers. Now, it seems to be true based on the sort of targets they've been able to hit in Iran without too many problems. And that's something that is obviously a great strategic benefit to Israel. Now, of course, that doesn't necessarily mean they're going to be completely unhassled in going to and from Tehran. There are still some Iranian fighter jets. They're quite old. There's the sort of shoulder-mounted anti-aircraft rocket launchers. But certainly Israel feels very confident that it can do pretty much what it wants over Iran's capital right now.
Yeah. Jonathan, kind of describe the situation for people in Israel right now. I know that they've been warned to stay near bomb shelters, and is commercial aviation still shut down?
Yes, it is. They have shut it down, and that has led to a number of Israelis being stranded abroad at the moment. And the Israeli government, I believe, is going to start organizing airlifts. Israel's El Al Airlines says that it will not be doing any flights through 23rd of June, so for another week, because of the security situation. So clearly they're expecting this situation to last for quite some time.
Yeah, it sounds like it. I've got a friend stuck in Jerusalem right now, and he's not sure when they're going to be able to get back home. So there are people going both ways who are stranded. Jonathan Savage with us right now from Fox News Radio. What happened in Iran overnight in terms of the additional bombings that we know of? I had somebody describe to me that one of the sites is under a mountain. Have the Israelis been attacking that site that we know of?
Iran has hidden, I suppose, many of its nuclear facilities are protected, its nuclear facilities, not just under meters and yards of concrete, but also under mountains as well. It makes them very hard to target, makes them very hard to damage. Israel doing their best to damage these sites. It's not yet clear exactly how successful they have been, although clearly we've seen images coming out of buildings and facilities on fire. Israel's goal is to prevent Iran from being able to make a nuclear weapon anytime soon. And it will probably be sometime before the intelligence comes out that reveals exactly how successful they have been. Israel's also targeted some important military facilities in Iran. The Quds Force, which is an elite group in the Iranian military, which is in charge of intelligence gathering and also supporting Iran's proxies like Hamas and Hezbollah. They've been targeted very badly too.
Sure, sure. And one last question. Did I understand that part of an American embassy was damaged in one of these attacks?
So an American consulate in Tel Aviv, an Iranian missile fell near there, and the blast waves caused some minor damage to the consulate building. Ambassador Mike Huckabee commented on this. He said that no American personnel were injured in this incident.
Well, that's good. Jonathan Savage, I appreciate your report, sir. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, good to get his thoughts there on what's happened overnight. And you know, then here's the thing: the Iranians just seem to be randomly sending missiles over, and the Israelis are directly targeting. I've seen some video out of there this morning of cars driving down a road with you see the crosshairs on them, and the next thing you see in the black and white video is just the car just disappears. The intelligence that Israel has on Iran, on its key locations, on its key personnel, must be terrifying to those mullahs. There's reporting this morning that President Trump vetoed a plan to kill the Khomeini, the leader in Iran. I'm not quite sure why, but apparently that's sort of been confirmed, that the White House vetoed a planned attack on that guy. They know where they all are. It's amazing. They wiped out the entire leadership of the Air Force in Iran in one bombing. All 10 people were in the same room, and the Israelis just obliterated it. So they've got to be terrified as more and more of their military leadership continues to be taken out. Let's pray they don't already have one of these bombs that they can somehow set off if they get cornered. That's all we can hope for. All right, coming up here in just a few minutes, we're going to talk to Jeff Manasso. He's with Fox News Radio as well, but he's been covering these protests. You know, we had them here in St. Louis. They filled part of Market Street down here by Keener Plaza and a few other spots out west where they gathered and waved their signs and screamed 86-47. Now, you know, James Comey said that doesn't mean anything, so we shouldn't worry that they're calling for the assassination of a sitting president. Seriously. We'll get an update from Jeff Manasseh on some of these other protests that happened across the nation this weekend. Tom Ackerman at the bottom of the hour. We'll talk U.S. Open. Maybe we don't want to talk about the Cardinals weekend with the Brewers, but we will at about 8:35. We'll be right back.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.